Snow Weather Radio Station, WXJ60, operating 24 hours a day on a frequency of 162.475 MHz from the National Weather Service office in Jacksonville, Florida, and transmitting from an antenna located at the Cox Cable Company in Gainesville, Florida.
Forecast for Live Oak, Lake City, and surrounding areas. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, high temperatures in the lower 80s. Which will be southeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low temperatures upper 60s. Wind southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, rain chance 40%. Saturday variable cloudiness with a 30% chance of mainly afternoon thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s. Wind south, 10 miles an hour. Forecast for Gainesville, Palatka, Ocala, and surrounding areas. Variable cloudiness this afternoon with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures in the middle 80s. Winds east, 10 miles an hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low temperatures in the middle 60s. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain chance 30%. Saturday mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures in the middle 80s. Wind southeast 10 miles an hour, rain chance 40%. Extended forecast from Sunday through Tuesday. Partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon thunderstorm. High temperatures will be in the low to middle 90s. Low temperatures will be in the 60s.
12 noon weather update. Jacksonville International, partly sunny skies, the temperature 81 degrees, humidity at 51%, the wind east-southeast 14 miles an hour, barometer steady at 3018. Gainesville, partly sunny, 79 degrees, Tallahassee 77 and cloudy and hazy, Daytona Beach sunny and 82, east winds 10 miles an hour. St. Simons Island, 78, partly cloudy. Radar summary. There were patches of light rain over southwest Georgia from Americus to Thomasville, moving east-northeast 25 miles an hour. St. Augustine Beach Pier, wind east-northeast 6 knots.
The agricultural forecast for northeast Florida from the Suwannee River east to Jacksonville and south to DeLand and Ocala. Chemical applications and other wind-sensitive work should be completed today. Scattered thunderstorms will cause some work interruption this weekend into next week. Growers should bale hay on the ground today. Additional cuttings will be risky. Irrigation schedules will need to be adjusted to local soil moisture improvements. Outside the shower areas, pan evaporation will average 2/10 to 1/4 of an inch per day. High humidity will stress enclosed animals as ample ventilation is not provided. On the weather map, a ridge of high pressure will continue to drift slowly eastward and weaken through tonight. The marine forecast from St. Augustine to Jupiter Inlet and up to 50 miles offshore. Afternoon winds east 15 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet. Sand in the waters will have a moderate shock. Tonight and Saturday, winds east 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. Sand in the waters a light shock. Wind and seas will be higher near showers and thunderstorms. The seawater temperature in St. Augustine Beach Pier is 76 degrees. Marine forecast from Tarpon Springs to Apalachicola and up to 50 miles offshore. This afternoon, wind southeast around 15 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet, sand in the waters have a moderate chop. Tonight and Saturday, wind southeast 10 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet, sand in the waters will be smooth. For the first quarter moon on May 12th, we'll have a full moon on May 20th.